Okay, so I'm going to go over your question in a second. So, anyway, so we learned in the Mishnah a few days ago that there was machlok between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Reb Lezer says, according to the Maskan of Gemara, kutz means he says you can marry any harayim muteret l'chol adam, kutz mi Reuven, except for Reuven. The other way is you can marry anybody on condition that you don't marry Reuven. So the Gemara ends up learning. The Gemara takes it that we're passing like chutz. So Reb Lezer only answers, or the point of machlokes between the Chachamim and Reb Lezer is chutz, and Reb Lezer's shita is based on psukim, but we pass on like the Chachamim. We pass on like the Chachamim that if you put chutz in the get, so then you're in gehak tzuris. Okay. So then the Gemara last night, I'm just going to go over the tzad that we need for today. The Gemara quoted a brisa, a machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim as to how much we expand this prohibition of chutz. So according to Rebbe, any tanai you put in the get passes the get. This is the way Rashi learns. Any tanai you put in the get passes the get because of chutz. Because of chutz. So, but, and according to the Chachamim, not. According to the Chachamim, not. So in other words, let's say the husband wants to put in the get, you're mekudeshet to me on condition you give me, 200 zuz. So according to Rebbe, the get is pasul, it doesn't get off the ground, but according to Chachamim, it does. Now, there's different ways to understand this machloket, but the way Reb Zeira's way, which is the first way, which is the way we need for today's Gemara, learns that Rebbe holds that it means chutz is prohibited and almanat, every almanat is prohibited, but that's only on a derisa level before the Torah. After, in other words, let me explain better. In other words, Rebbe holds that the prohibition of chutz before the Torah is deraisa, and chutz after the Torah is derabanan. I don't know why it's derabanan there, but it's derabanan. So Rebbe holds that in both instances, we're going to expand it out, and almanat will be prohibited all across the board. So Rebbe holds any tanai anywhere in the wait, I didn't say right. I didn't say right. No. A hard Torah called kasher. Yeah, Rebbe holds that before the Torah, chutz is prohibited and almanat is prohibited. But after the Torah, only chutz is prohibited and almanat is permissible. That's the way Rebbe learns. Okay? Okay. And then the Chachamim learn that, according to Rebbe Zeira, that almanat is permissible both before the Torah and after the Torah. Okay? So they both agree that after the Torah, everything is permissible. And before the Torah, there's a machloket. Torah is the part of the get that contains all the specific items, not the boilerplate, like the names, the date, and so forth. Okay, so now let's look back in the Gemara on around 8 lines down on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. It says, "Tani Avuhu de Rabbi Avin, Kamei de Rabbi Zeira." So the father, Rabbi Avin, taught the following braisa before Rabbi Zeira. So that's why I said Rabbi Zeira was the first sheet. That's why we're going with that way. He says, "No." So the braisa says like this: "Katab get al tanai." If a man wrote a get and he put in the get a tanai, a condition, divrei kol pasul, everybody holds it's pasul. So now, the way Reb Zera learned, there's no divrei kol pasul with a tanai. He says divrei kol pasul. I'm if like, what do you mean? There's a machloket about this. So ela ema the divrei kol kasher. So the Gemara is like revising the way we should understand the brisa. Means everybody holds. It's permissible. What is after the Torah, everybody holds, means both Rebbe and the Chachamim hold that almanat is permissible after the Torah. So that's one way to resolve the brisa. So again, the brisa says divrei hakol, and he had divrei hakol was pasul. So the Gemara says that so with this, we can't have divrei hakol pasul. So we're going to change it to divrei hakol kasher. So the Gemara says, "Vilema hareza pasul the Rebbe." Why don't we change it a little differently? Why don't we say that the Tana said not divrei hakol pasul, but hareza pasul? It is pasul, but it has a tanai for Rebbe, and it'll go like Rebbe. Rebbe holds a tanai, before the Torah is pasul, so it'll be like Rebbe. So Tana divrei hakol atnei. So the Gemara says the Tana had learned it with divrei hakol, kasher pasul nechaflei. The Gemara thinks it's possible the Tana, everything is memorized. So it could be the Tana flipped over kasher for pasul. It said, so he had heard divrei hakol, should have been kasher. He said divrei hakol pasul. That we could do. But if it's Divrei Kol, Hareza would be like one shita that he wouldn't flip over. I'm not 100% sure why one is clearer than the other one that he wouldn't forget, but the Gemara takes it that the Tana is focused, I guess, more on like different, when things are Divrei Kol, that's embedded in his memory. The Pasul and Kasher, not necessarily. So, all right. Are you good with your questions, Al? Everybody good? Okay, let's go back on the Gemara. Now, we're at 15, everybody good in Zoom land? Okay, so we're 15 lines down on Pei Hei Amin Aleph. Manitin, Harayanu, again, we're talking about conditions with the get. Harayanu Teret L'Kol Adam, El Aba Ulavich. He says, you're permissible to everybody except for your father, my father, and your father. Or you're permissible to everybody except La'achi U'la'achif, to my brother and your brother. He says, you're permissible to everybody except La'evet U'la'vech Kokavim. And he's an Evet Kanani and a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, so all these are cases where Kiddushin would not be Tofes. In other words, if one of these people would say, Harayat Mukadeshitli to this woman, it would be a nullity. There's no Kiddushin at all with that. We're in the Mishnah. He says, kasher. So again, we're focusing on the sheet of the Chachamim. Again, we had the Machloket on the beginning of the Perek that was on Pei Beis, right? There, between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Reb Lezer says that the husband could say, "You mukher l'kol adam," you know, put me ploni, and the Chachamim say you can't do that. So within the sheet of the Chachamim, what's the problem? I can't have a shear. I can't have it where the husband has retained some of the marriage, some of the rights of marriage with him. So he says you're in principle to everybody except A or B, so that's holding back. So coming hold's not good. But here where he says you're muter to everybody except the goy, you're muter to everybody except your father, so that's not holding back because anyway, the Kiddushin is not toe-faced with that. That's the way the Gemara takes it. Now, the Gemara says, let's say he says, Harei muter l'kol adam, ela almana l'kohen gadol. Let's say his wife is an almana already from prior marriage. She's an almana. So he says, you're permissible to everybody except to the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Kohen Gadol, she's prohibited in marriage. But the prohibition is only in Isur Lav. And Kiddushin would be Tofes. If the Kohen Gadol, Luyatsur, he'd say, especially, it would be Tofes. You'd have an Kiddushin. Grusha Machlus to the Kohen Hedyot. Let's say she's a Grusha. It could be from, you know, from prior marriage, this marriage, whatever, or a Chalutza from a prior marriage. And he says, on condition that you don't marry a Kohen Hedyot, which anyway she's prohibited on, but again, the same idea, the Kiddushin would be Tofes. And Chalutza is a Rabbanan by a Kohen Hedyot, right? He says, Mamzeret Unatin L'Yisrael. This is a little strange case, but let's say the wife is a Mamzeret, or she's a Natina, like one of the Givonim, and he says, on condition that you don't marry a Yisrael. Like a regular Israel, and it was Montero would be permissible to Kiorit or something like that. Oh, wait, let's wait 3 minutes. He says, Bat Israel, the Mamzer, Udanatin. Or let's say she's a Bas Israel, because you're permissible to everybody except to a Mamzer or a Natin. Any, in other words, if he holds back from anybody who has the authority to be Mekadeshur, Afil Bavera, even if that Kiddushin would be Bavera, that's Pasul. Okay, let's think first. Anyone think questions? Okay, so again, this is the sheet of the Chachamim. We're putting Reb Lezer on the side, and he's on the side. So according to the Chachamim, when a man divorces his wife, he can't hold back anything in terms of the marriage. So if he's saying, no, you can marry everybody except A breathes, that's holding back. But the Tana Mishnah is teaching me, if the people is holding back are people that anyway the Kiddushin wouldn't be toe-faced with, that's not considered a shear. But if he's holding back, he's saying you're permissible to everybody except, you know, the person that the Kiddushin would be toe-faced, that's considered to be holding back. And it's not a good Kiddushin, not a good Gerush, not a good Gerushin. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did in the mission? Go. No, Mamzeret, the woman's Mamzeret. Well, he could be a ger. He could be a ger, or they could have married Bavera. I don't know, but that's a, okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? No. Right. That's But in other words, why is that considered a shear? Yeah. This is considered a shear because she could theoretically marry them, and now he's saying, as a result of my get, you can't marry them.
So that we don't want,
right, even though we don't want it to happen, even though we don't want it to happen, but that's the metzius is, it's creating like more of an impediment, greater impediment that the Torah puts into place against going forward with it. Okay, now, right, let's get back on the Gemara. Okay, so now we had, again, when the Mishnah says klal, it gives us the klal, so then that usually includes more cases. Okay, so the Mishnah had two. Please, I need to focus, okay? Then we'll pause, okay? So the Mishnah says, ulakol mi she'en la'alav kiddushin kasher. If he says that that's the general klal, if she'en la'alav kiddushin kasher, in other words, he says, you're mutera to everybody except for somebody, but you wouldn't have kiddushin, that's good get. So klal adereisha, so the klal is including other people that the tarate involved with, then that also would be a good get. Follow the sefer says if he holds back on anybody that usually would be tofes, then it's not a good get. That's to include other chayve lavin, other, you know, marriages would be prohibited by a lav. And then we have in parentheses, which means that we shouldn't be goreis it, but Rashi seems like he does have it. He's on amoni umoavi. Let's say he says you're, you know, permissible to everybody except an amoni or a moavi. So an amoni or moavi can't come bakal, but that's allowed. Nitine, he says you're from the givonim. Rashi learns it's from lotit chatein bam or mitzri va'adomi. That's like dor shlishi can come bakal, but until dor shlishi, that's an essay. In other words, it's an Easter essay. So he says so if he puts the condition in with any of those people, that's not a good get. All right, now, what if he says, this is your get on condition that you don't marry a katan or a specific katan or in general a katan, you know, you don't marry a katan. So it sounds like he's saying someone specific. Like, in other words, this is your get on condition you don't marry Reuben, but Reuben is 6 years old. We say, look, he's totally out of the parsha. He's not, he Reuven is not in a position to marry her. So he's no different than the mamzer, or the no different than the non-Jew. In other words, the Obey Kokav, no different than the Obey Kokav. Odilma, Aki Lakal Havaya. Or do we say, yeah, right now he's not in that parsha, but since eventually he could come to the parsha, that's like a type of shear in the get. That's like a type of shear in the get. So Amarle, that's the question that Rabbah asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers, Tanitua. We learn the answer to this question in a brisa. Tanamit Gereshet B'Kiddushei Aviha. A katana that was married off by her father, so she's married off on a deraisa level. Even if the father dies, she can receive the get. She can receive the get. We had this earlier in the Gemara. So Amai, Babinam B'Yatzava Haita. But we have a Hekesh B'Yatzava Haita. She's not in a position where she can marry somebody, so how can be the yatzah? Ella akia l'chal havaya. So, but she will eventually get to that getter, so she can accept the get. Hachanami akia l'chal havaya. So to hear this boy, he says, you're, you know, muter to everybody except Reuben. Reuben is six, but Reuben eventually to get older, so that would be a shear, and that would possibly get, right? Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Correct. Any other questions? Okay. Which one? Yeah, again, when the Mishnah has a klal, it's including more cases than were in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, what is the Mishnah including? What more cases is the Mishnah including? In other words, we had cases in the beginning of the Mishnah, the person was a non-Jew, the person was your father or my father. And he says, anybody that you should not have toe-face is the same halakha. So what is included? The Gemara says, klal dreisha is under five akrita. In other words, all the other prohibited marriage are the five tarei. Okay.
Did you use the word?
Yeah. Well, he says, well, the Mishnah, yeah. Well, no, the Mishnah didn't say klal. The Mishnah said, on the third line of the Mishnah, uchol mi she'en alav kiddushin. That's it. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, now I'm going forward in the Gemara. Everybody, we're needing a small vote. Now, let's say he says the husband is giving her the get, and he says,
Chutz min anoladim mahu. You're mutar to everybody except for people that are not yet lives and being, people that will be born. So you're permissible to everybody who's in the world right now, but people who are not yet born, you know, you're not permissible. So I could say hashtami loet yalid. So right now, they're not born, they're not lives and being. He permitted to everybody in the world. O dilma atidim yaldi. Or maybe I'll say, look, but they will come born, you know, they will be, you know, come see war, whatever, over a long course of time. So that's the question again that Rav is asking Rav Nachman. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says again to Rav, Tani Tua. We answer this in Bryce as well, or in the Mishnah. He says, La'eved ulovet kokavim. Right. Our Mishnah says, if he says you're mutar to everybody except to an Eved Tanani or to a Goy, so it's a good get. Im ita Eved kokavim nami avi demigairi. So if you would assume that we can take into account like a future change in events, so the Eved and the Goy, you know, could convert in the future. It means he's an Eved Kanani. If his master would free him, then he'd be converted. If he's a Goy, maybe he'll go through Geirus. So it doesn't sound like in the Mishnah that we're taking into account change in status in the future. So the Gemara says, Hanach lav gurei kainim. The Gemara says that those people are not poised to do Geirus. In other words, it is theoretically it's possible, but the Eved Kanani is going to say Leol Ben Kavod, be in servitude forever. It's possible the master would free him, but you know that's not where it's headed. You know, likely looking at it, and the typical goy is typically not, you know, going to convert. But Hani Ludi Kaimi, but the people who will be born will be born. That's true. So the Gemara wants to say that in Hachinami, the Gemara wants to say that it's also a shear. So if he holds back on people who will be born, it's also holding back, and it's not a good get. Okay, now Gemara has more questions. Chutz mibal achota mahu. What if the husband says you're permissible to everybody in the world except for your sister's husband? Now the sister's husband, right now, that would be an erva, right? Right, as long as the sister's alive, right, she can't marry her sister's husband. Right, even if the sister, I think, and the husband get divorced, they can't, as long as the white sister's alive. But if the sister dies, then well, bets are off. So let's say he says, "Chutim bal afleta." This is your get, permissible to everybody in the world except for Joe, your brother-in-law, your sister's husband. Mahu, hashmi lo chazilei. Do I say, well, right now he's totally out of the parsha. He's like the eved the goy. It's like he's totally out of the parsha. Odilma. Or do I say sometimes the sister might predecease her and then she'll be Ru'i? So is that considered a shear or not? Right. So let's take a look. So this is again Rav Nachman. So Amar Lei, Tani Tua. So he says, we learned the answer to this in our Mishnah. Le'eved ulovei kokavim. He says, if he says you're permissible to everybody except for this Eved Kanani or this Goy, so that is a good get. Eved ulovei kokavim nami avid demagairi. So but they could. They could convert, but we're going to look at the here and the now. So the Gemara says it's not quite equivalent. Geir lo shchicha. That's very remote that they would be megayer. Mita shchicha. But the fact that everybody dies, and so everybody's going to die sooner or later, so that's not such a remote, you know, situation that you know the you know her sister's husband could the sister could die. The sister could die, and then the sister's husband would be permissible to her. So that sounds like the Gemara is saying, indeed, that's a shear and not a good get. All right, now, two lines above where it gets wide. Chutz mizinu tayef mahu. What if he says, you're permissible to everybody in the world through marriage, but not to be mizana with anybody? That's what he holds. I don't like zunot. So, you know, gay goes with aid. You want to marry anybody, it's fine. But I don't want to use zunot, like outside of marriage relations. He says, "Mahu." So let's see. Benisuin haloshir. So he says, when it comes to marriage, he didn't withhold anything for himself. In other words, you're free from me. You're free to marry whatever you want. Odilma shir babia. Or do I say, look, he held back. You know, as the husband, he's the one who's entitled to have relations with her. Nobody else could have relations with her, and he's holding back for freedom to have relations with other men. So we spoke about Matan Hamashik Tibetur yesterday, And we said that it wasn't Shaykh Matna Mashkutabato, right? That's what we said yesterday. That he says, that's like Shirk Sifa'ona. He says, human Tanai Dada, right? And then remember, he's making the Tanai, she's not making the Tanai. Anyway, it's not Matna Mashkutabato. But the Gemara says, our last narrow line, Amar Leis Rav Nachman says, Tani Tua. We learn the answer to this in our mission as well. La'aba ula'avich. If he says, this is your get, on condition that you don't marry, you know, your father or my father, then it's good get. So, Ubabai, so what are we talking about there with Abba Avich? Is the father and the father going to marry her? He says, Ilim b'nisuin, if the Mishnah is talking about that, you know, on condition that you don't marry your father, you don't marry my father, he says, Abba Avich b'nei nisuin inu, are they in the Parsha to marry her? He says, El Allah b'znut. Is it not that the Mishnah itself is talking that he says that this is your get on condition that you're not mizana with my father or your father? And the Mishnah learns that that is a good get. He says, "Ula'abu lavich hudlo shir." So with the father and for my father and your father, that's not a shir. Hala acher shir. So the deduction the Gemara wants to say, in other words, if he says this is your get on condition that you're not mizana with my father or your father, that's good get. But the implication is, if I say on condition you're not mizana with other people, that would not be a good get. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Okay, so far? Okay. So the Gemara says on the second white line, Dilma b'nisuin, b'nisuin. So he says, the avar b'insiv. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah is talking about dafka nisuin, in other words, marriage. So how do you have marriage with the father and his father with the other father? Means that they went through a marriage ceremony, not that it would be tofes. Let's look at Rashi, 6 lines above where it gets wide. Dibun nisuin, tani matnitin. The apple on Rashi, 6 lines above where it gets wide. Tani b'matnitin. The apple god v'lav orchuhu, that's not the normal derech. Vilkach la'acher habishir. Abba b'znut, ima lo habishir. So I could say that znus is not considered a shir. In other words, if the Mishnah is talking about nisuin, and it means this is your get on condition that you don't marry my father or your father, and it's taking that they could theoretically marry, not al pi halacha, but go through some sort of marriage ceremony, then I don't have any diuk about znus. And the Gemara wants to say that maybe if he says, you know, on condition that, you know, you're not mizana with other people, that would be a good get. That's what the Gemara thinks. Right. Yeah, that's right. Now, the third white line, let me just get to the next Mishnah, and then I'll open up the floor for questions, comments, and thoughts. Chutz mishlo kedar kamahu. What if he says to her that you can have, you know, relations with, you know, anybody, but I don't want you to have, you know, unnatural, you know, relations like anal intercourse? It says chutz mishlo kedar kamahu. The kedar kahalo shir. So he's not holding back with relations. Normal. Odilma mishkevei isha kedib. Or, but it says mishkevei isha. So the Torah teaches us that if you have relations with the woman in any way, that counts as relations. That's a bia. So whatever yisur mer nval bia, whichever way you have it. So the Gemara doesn't have an answer for that. Chutz mehafarat nidarechama. Again, he says, what if the husband says, this is your get, on condition that you don't have any shalok kedarka relations with anybody? So on the one hand, the kedarka relations he didn't hold back on. That's the way people normally have. So we think it would be a good get. On the other hand, when the Torah says, the Torah has a phrase, Mishkevei Isha. So in general, there's in other words, the same halacha pertains with both relations with the woman. In other words, let's say a woman's a mamzeret. So if I have relations with her naturally, I violate it. If I have it, you know, unnaturally, I violate it. So it's a package deal. It's a package deal. So maybe it's a package deal here, and that would be a shir. So the Gemara says, let's say he says on the fourth white line, chutz mehafarat nidarayach. I'm divorcing you from everything, but I want to retain the right we may fare your nidarim. That's what he says. Mahu. B'nisuin aloshir, so he didn't hold back for himself anything that had to do with marriage. Odilma, ishahi kimenu v'ishahi feirenu ktiv. Or do I say, the Torah says, the only one who could do the part in nidarim is her husband. So if he holds back on that, then he's holding the sashir. Chutz mitrumateich mahu. What if he says, I'm divorcing you, but if you marry a Kohen, it's on condition that he doesn't give you any truma. So benisuin lahaloshir. So the husband didn't hold back anything from benisuin to marry whoever she wants. Although she'd be a grusha now, so it's a little tricky how she marry the kohen. What? I mean, because she's a grusha. That is a good question. 1 second. Yeah. Right. That's what Tosfos says. That's it. What's that? Okay. So Tosfos has a different shot. Let's wait and do comments in a minute. Okay. So he says, Tosfos says, let's say the husband is a Kohen, and he says, I'm divorcing you for everything, but that you won't be prohibited in eating the truma. In other words, the other way around. In other words, husband A is a Kohen. I'm divorcing you for everything, but that you're still permitted. Or that's one shot. Or then the other shot Tosfos has, inshallah, the kiddushin, or maybe 1 second. Odilma b'kiddushin. He says Odilma b'kiddushin. Hello, Shir. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear my concept shot. Let's hear.
Miri signs off. Goes to Miri. She's a bas kohen. Okay. The husband is the Israel. So now she's divorced, so she and they have no children. So she would go back to eat from her father.
All right.
Okay.
Makes this condition. All right. Anyway, so Michael said, Michael quoted from the Meiri that she's about Kohen, and he's making the condition that she can't eat Truma. So he says, Kutzmi Truma Techmau, Benisuin Haloshir. So he didn't hold back from Nisuin. Odilma, Kinin Kaspo Ktiv. It says Kinin Kaspo, so the one who eats truma is the one who has acquired her. With the Meiri. So the Meiri, she's about Kohen. That line doesn't work so well with the Meiri. All right, let me just do it the way Rashi is. You'll have to hold the question in place. I don't have an answer for you. So Rashi took it that it's on condition that you won't eat truma from a husband number two, but she's a grusha, and so the Tosfos asked, how's she from husband number two? So I don't know. Or the other way that Tosfos said was that that she could continue eating truma. All right, we can do it that way. He's a Kohen, and I'm divorcing you on condition that you still be able to eat trumite from truma. So on the one hand, for Nisuin, he's releasing her, but on the hand, for truma, let's say she's King and Kaspo. Yeah. Okay, 1 second. Now, on the four lines to the bottom, what do you want to say? What? Yeah. In other words, but if she's his wife, all right, listen, if she, the way Tosfos would say, if she's his wife, she can eat truma. So he's saying you're divorced for everything. He's saying you're divorced for everything except the right to eat truma, where I'm still retaining rights, so you're still my king in Kaspo. Okay, now, chutz mirusha teich mahu. What if he says you're divorced for everything, but if you die, I still want to yarsh you, I still want to inherit you? He says, the Nisuin Haloshir. So when it comes to Nisuin, he opened everything up. Odilma, the Sheiro, be a Rasho Taktiv. So it says, and that's the Pasuk, the Gemara learns that the husband yarshins the wife, the Sheiro. In other words, the relative is going to yarshin the wife. So it's still saying he's the relative. Kutz mikdushatech b'shtarmo. What if he says you can marry anybody except you can't marry through Shtar? You can marry through Kesef or Bia. Do I say, well, she can marry anybody, she'll take the kesef of a star root? Odilma biyatsabaita, or the pasuk says she'll leave husband A, go to husband B. It's a hekesh between all the habayot, so everything is the same. It's like a package deal. So take it. So the Gemara doesn't have an answer to those questions. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What? What would the condition be? That what? I'm divorcing you with what?
And you don't have any more kids.
That what?
You mean, did I get cussed? You get cussed? That what? That what? Oh, all right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, on the again, a person can make a tanai in the get. A man can make a tanai in the get, but he could do it orally or he could write it in the get. The question is, there's certain tanaim that he can't do if he holds a shear for himself. That's what we're interested in. Okay, so now the bottom line, Manitin. All right, and everybody good in Zoom land? Everybody happy? Okay, good. Okay, so now Manitin. Right. Okay. Now Manitin. Gufo shel get harayat muter l'kol adam. Now here's the Ruth was mentioning the get last night. Are you listening, Ruth? This is the key verbiage here. Okay. So gufo shel get, the essence of the get, the most important line you get is harayat muter l'kol adam. You are now permissible to everybody. Okay. Turn page. Top line. Pay him a base. 85B. The top line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now Rabbi Yehuda says there's other important lines that it's the essence of the get, and Yosef has his get that he's pulling out. Okay, b'dein b'yavi lichi minoi, this should be from me to you, sefer teruchin, like a book of abandonment, b'geret shavukin, a book of banishment, and b'geret shavukin. A letter of abandonment. The first banishment, then abandonment. We get Peturin, and a get of Peturin is like relinquishment. He says the mahas lit nasava lefogbar di titzavian, to go and marry anybody you want. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says that language is also of the essence, and if it's not in there, bad news. Ufo shall get shichruer, then. The Tana says, the essence of a get shifr, if you have a slave and you're freeing the slave, different parsha, he says, harayat bat chorin, if it's taking the female side because we had the wife was female, harayat bat chorin, you are free, or harayat la'atzme, or you're on your own. Okay, those are languages that free them. Okay, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah? Okay, let's go further. Now, the Gemara says, pshita, Amar lo ishto harayat bat chorin lo amar v'lo klum. So the Gemara says, let's say he flips the language, or he uses the language to free the slave with the wife. I don't know how the wife feels about the husband, but he uses that language. Harayat bat chorin lo amar v'lo klum. He says, you're free. That doesn't do anything. And look at Rashi. He says on the third white line, Amar lo ishto l'chto begit. That's what he wrote in the get. Harayat bat chorin lo katabo aray muter l'kol adam. He didn't say aray muter l'kol adam. He says, you're bat chorin. Lomar Klumin Rashi, Lo Shayach Begevrishon Lashon Chayrut, there's no freedom that's involved with a divorce. The Bat Chorin, he called him Lachain. She was a free woman beforehand, okay? So back in the Gemara. So the Amar La L'Shif Chato, conversely, if a man, when he says Amar La, it means he wrote in the star Shifruer. Amar La L'Shif Chato, Harayat Muteret L'Fol Adam. He uses the language for divorce, but the Shifcha, Lomar V'lo Klum. Now you're free to everybody. So Rashi says on the fourth one narrow line, the Gabi Mulacha lo afkamine. He says you're mutar to everybody. The key in being a shifcha is like her servitude, but there's nothing about the servitude there. The key in the shifcha he shem shifcha la lomishtar yanami the ben korin. And since she's still a shifcha, she's prohibited to a ben korin. So that language means nothing. Now again, this is around the eighth line in the Gemara. Amar la isha, let's say a man says to his wife, "Harayat la atzme mahu, you're on your own now." So what, now that's another lashon that Mishnah had by the shifcha, the eved, "Harayat la atzme mahu." Legamrei ka amar lo, is he saying you are totally on your own? You have nothing to do with me anymore. In which case, that would be good language. Olam la ka amar lo. Was he saying you're not like working for me anymore? It means that every wife has an obligation to work, do certain duties for the husband. You know, there's an opt-out plan, and she said, I want the mazono or whatever this, but is that what he's saying to her? So that's the question. This language, harayat latzeh. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Tashma, we're going to deduce a proof from our Mishnah. Ditan, gufo shall get shichrur, harayat bat chorin, harayat latzeh. That the essence of the get shichrur is harayat latzeh. Uma avda dekani le gufe, So an Eved or a Shefcha, the master totally owns the body. He owns everything with that. He amar le hareyat va'atzmeich kani gufe. So when he says that language, in other words, the Eved acquires his body, acquires everything. In other words, hareyat va'atzmeich is total freedom. I acquire everything. Isha lo kani gufa. So the woman, he doesn't have as many kinyanim in the woman as he does with Eved, lo koshke, that it should be good. So that's where the Gemara takes it, that that language would be good. All right? Now, Amarle Ravina, the Ravashi, Amarle La Abdo, let's say a person said to his slave, Eli Esek Bach Mahu, I have nothing to do with you. What's the din? So Amarle Rav Chanin, the Ravashi, Amarle Rav Chanin, Mechuzda, the Ravashi, Tashma. So we're going to bring a proof from the following Braisa, the Tanya, Amokher Abdo Lo Beit Kokavim. We had this before. If a person sells his Eved Kanani to a non-Jew. So if you remember, a Jew is not allowed to sell his Eved to a non-Jew. And if he sells it to a non-Jew, he's obligated even to pay 10 times the sales price to get him back. And then Yetzal L'Chayrut. And then he has to free the Eved. So if it all works out according to plan, the Eved gets a bonanza, he gets free from the whole thing. But the Eved is observing the Torah, he's telling him to place that he can't keep this one anymore. But Tzarech gets Shichur Mirabo Rishon. But notwithstanding the fact that the Eved is now free from Malacha, he still requires to get Shichur. Remember, there are two Kinyanim. He's got the Kinyan of Mamon and a Kinyan Isur. He owns him, but he has a Kinyan Isur that he's his Eved. So he says here, Amar Rishon Gamliel, but Medvar Murim. Gamliel says, when does he need a get Shichur? Shlo Ketabalav Ono. If the first master never wrote Ono, which we'll explain in a minute, about the top of Ono is that was Shichuro. If you wrote Ono, that's his, the equivalent of a Shichur. So the Gemara says, my Ono, Amar Rav Sheshet, the Katavle, the Shetibrach Mimenu, Ein Li Esek Bach. In other words, let's say the Reuven is the master, and he sells the Eved to Ignatius. So, yes, he shouldn't have done that, but he, in his mind, I guess he's thinking, you know, he says, so he gives him a star before he says goodbye to him, and it says, the Shetibrach Mimenu, when you flee from this Ignatius, then ain't li asik bach. I have nothing to do with you, meaning you're a totally free man. So if he wrote Ono, he doesn't need a star shikror. So it's clear that ain't li asik is the equivalent of a star shikror. Okay, everybody good so far? Everybody good? Okay. All right, now let me just see if I have something here and then we'll move on. One time. One second. Right. What? Yeah, no, she is. They all go through a type of gayrus. In other words. Yeah, right. Okay, now this thing I have, one second. Today's pay, hey, okay. All right. All right, this we go. One second. Okay. So I'm gonna go on, and if we have time, maybe we'll do some of this. Okay. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, we're at the two dots midway down on Pei Hamad Beis. Reb Yehuda Omer. So again, what is the vital, essential language in the get that cannot be left out under any circumstances? So the Tanakh Kama says, "Harayim Terav Lachol Adam." That you definitely have to have. And Reb Yehuda says this language: "Dain to be yidlichim ino, you say p'tiruchim yigeret shvukin the whole thing." Yehuda may have dain to be yidlichim ino, you say p'tiruchim yigeret shvukin. But my kamiflagi. So what's the point of dispute between the Tanakh Kama and Reb Yehuda? In other words, what's the nekudat amachloket? Rabbanan Savri yadayim shei mochichod having yadayim. The afgav lo katab lo b'dain muchamilta to b'haygita kamagarish lo. In other words, You want it to be clear that what's creating the divorce is the document that he's handling her. That has to be clear. That the document I'm giving you is what's divorcing the parties. So the coming hold yadayim shei mochichot. When we had this in the second Adarim, it says I can cycle for you. Sometimes you have a partial statement, but I can understand from the partial statement like what the fuller statement should have been. So coming hold yadayim shei mochichot habin yadayim. Even though he doesn't say v'dain, that this is the get, this is what divorces us. Mucha milta is like a parent to the hagita. Come on, Karishla. In other words, he hands the get to her, and he says, "Harei amutar lekol adam." But it's clear, we think, that according to Chachamim, that it's the document that's doing the divorcing. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yadayim Sheimo Chil Lohavi Nidayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's something, a partial statement, we don't say that's the equivalent of the whole statement. But Tama de Katav La B'dayim, the reason it's clear is because he wrote B'dayim. The Mocha Milta Bahai Gita Kamigarish La. That it's clear now that this document is what's creating the divorce between them. About Lo Katav La B'dayim, if he didn't write that in the get, Amri B'dibura Girsha, then the alternative, you know, scenario is people could think, even a husband and the wife could think, that he's really divorcing her with his statement. He says, Harei muter l'chol adam, u'shtar raya ba'amu. And the shtar is just evidence of the divorce. Do you understand? That's the alternative. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I have to like dot my I's and cross my T's and put in the get, v'dein yivi lichi minayin, that which I'm coming from me to you, say for teruchin, get shvukin, get peturin, this is like the bill of divorce, l'mahaklit nesav l'chol gevar, d'titabian. In other words, that enables you to marry anybody you want. Okay? All right. That. Now, Amar Abaye, Haiman de Katav Gita, Lolachtov Bidain, Damashma Bidin, Ela Bidain. So now the Gemara gets into the particulars, and you have, if you have the art scroll, I know you have it, Ruth, or other people have the art scroll, there's a get, copy of the get in it. When the Sofer writes the get, and he's writing the word Bidain, he should not write Bab Dalad Yud Nun. Vav Dalad Nun, he should write. In other words, in Hebrew, there's no vowels, you know, and they call it diacritic symbols. They were first, you know, introduced, I think, in the, you know, around the 9th century in Tveria, around there. You know, the Bali Masora introduced. So there were never any vowels in Hebrew. So you're just looking at all the consonants. So he says, when you're writing it, you shouldn't put the yud there. Demashma Bedin, because it sounds like that the law requires me to give this to you. In other words, like I could read that, the din yaveh lichi minayi. In other words, the din is that I have to give this to you. And that's not what it means. V'dein, we want it to be. So you write it with two, just dalet nun, and that's clear v'dein. Okay? Now, v'lo lichtov igaret, d'mashma igrat. Now, don't write igaret with a yud, because it's if I write it with a yud, it sounds like it could be the roof. Mashma Igra. The roof, R-O-O-F, roof. He says, let's say Rashi, the Mashma Igeret from Gag. It sounds strange. Igeret Shavukin. In other words, anyway, now. Yeah, the root, that seems strange. What does he say in the article about the roof? Does he say anything with the roof there? All right, one second. Yeah. One second. One second. Here. Yeah, 17. He says, yeah, well, that's all he quotes. So I don't know. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so the near the small tent. So those will be Garrett to Mashma Igrad, Ella Igarrett. Below the Tov, so you write Igarrett without the earth. Below the Tov, Limahach. Dimashma li mehach. In other words, if I write limahach means to go. If I write it with a yud, it sounds like I could understand it, reading it and not knowing. I think li mehach. In other words, this is coming from. In other words, li mehach. Let's see Rashi. He says, Dimashma li mehach li tehei misefer zeba elach. In other words, that you will be mine. In other words, li, you'll be mehach. And it was from this document, you'll be mine. Literally, it's the opposite, right? Okay, so you write it. So lo lichtov limahach, mashma li mehach. So you leave out the yud. He says v'lo lichtov limchach, and be careful not to close the hay limchach. The mashma ki chucha, like it's a joke. Like chucha is a joke. He says di tehevyan, di tetzavyan, tlat tlat yudin. So in those two words, in the language, he's going to say, Rashi quotes the whole language of the get here. So if you look in the Rashi, where is it? It's around 20 lines above where it gets wide. After Dimashma L'machach, he quotes Zehu Tofas Aget. This is like the boilerplate in the get, and he goes through the whole language, but there's language in there. He says, Di Tehevyan, Rasha b'shal tabanav shayichi. You'll be like in charge of yourself.
that's di tehevim. And then the other word is di tetzayvin. He says di tetzayvin. In other words, you can lemahafin nesabukuman di tetzayvin. Anyone you want. So he says, so those two words you have to write with three yuds. Demashma tehevyan betitzvian. In other words, otherwise it's mashma that there are other women that want and do this, not you. In other words, this is mashma. So when I do the three yuds, it's that you'll be free to. You'll be free to. That there are women in the world, you know, that they would be free.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. It took me a while to find the phone. How are you? I'm so good. Good, good, good. Did you get my message?
All right. Now, okay. Now, Belorche Lavav de Teruchin, Yishtobav of Teruchin should be a long Bav, Ulavav de Shvukin should be a long Bav. Teruchin is like divorce, Shvukin like abandonment, long Bav, Demashma, Terichin Ushvikin, because otherwise, it sounds like Terichin Ushvikin. So Terichin Ushvikin, one second, is, Mashma, Sefer Terichin, Gurushot, like means divorced people in general, Ushvikin, like with the abandoned women in general, but it has to be you. The Lorche Lavav de Kedu, the Mashma Ukdi. In other words, you have a long Vav and Kedu. It's like, Kedu means now. Because if I know a long Vav and I think it's a Yud, it's Mashma Kedi, like for nothing. What? It's all in Aramaic. It's all in Aramaic. He says, so in the get, see, if you look in the Rashi, oh, you have the whole get. Okay, but maybe everybody doesn't have it. Okay, so look in the Rashi, the left-hand column, 20 lines from above where it gets wide, where it says, Zehu Tofas shall get. Do you have this, Rafi? Okay, Zehu Tofas shall get. Vitar Yitid Lichi, I like free you. Ant Ploni Bat Ploni, you know, Shulamit Bat, you know, but Shlomo. The Habit Intiti Mikadmatana, you were my wife up till now. Who could do now? The tired of shock you to truchi that tichi. I like abandon you. I leave you. He to have you in Rashallah, the shal tabin of shaychi. You're free to do what you want. The mahakli, the sabukumanti, the tabin. Anyone you can marry, anybody you want. Vinishlo yimche bi daichi. Nobody's going to like protest. And yomadanan ala alam. Today, forever. The dain di bi lichi minai. Get paturin and say, Ruchim, you get shmukin, that Moshe of Israel. So again, so the Gemara says, ukadi, in other words, it should be a long vab on kadu now. What was language? Kedu. What was language? Ukedu tarit shvakid b'tiruchi datichi. And now I divorce you. Otherwise, it sounds like kedi, like for nothing. Like Rashi says. One second. It could be that he took it that was so simple that everybody agrees that we have that language. Let me just language here. One second. Yeah. So he doesn't. Rashi doesn't have the whole language of the get, right? He like doesn't say. One second. Yeah, I don't know why Rashi doesn't put that language in there. It should be in Italy Alam. I don't know why Rashi doesn't have it there. What? It does. It has it. Yeah. It was a few lines from the bottom. It says the Kamatana with Alam, right? Okay. All right. Let's get back in the Gemara. Now, Now, Nilis will know. Below, Lito of Lit Nasaba, in other words, you're free to marry. Don't write Lit Nasaba with an Aleph. Demashma lo yit nasava, lo yinasva. You can't marry. In other words, I could read it lit nasva,
lo git nasva. You can't marry. Ella lehit nasva. In other words, if she lehit nasva is clear, that means to marry. Okay, now, six lines from the bottom. Ibai lehu, ba'inan v'dein, olo ba'inan v'dein. So what's the story? Is Allah like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, do I need to add that language that Rabbi Yehuda said was so essential for the get? Is that the Allah or not? So Tashma, the Atkin Rava Begite, Rava instituted with Gittin, Eich Plania Bar Plania, Patar Batarachat Plonita in today, how, you know, David Ben Yechezkel, whatever, he freed and he plonied his wife. I'm sorry, there was somebody Shlomo Ben Avram. Shlomo Ben Avram, he Patar Batarachat Plonita in today. He freed his wife, David Intamin Kanmatina, who was his wife before him, Yomadinan Lialam. Ve'ilu V'dain Lo Ka'amar. So in the thing that Rava instituted, he didn't include the language V'dain. So the Gemara wants to think that's a raya that Rava doesn't hold, like the Tana Reb Yehuda. So Velita Amech, but the Gemara says, according to that Svara, Kulu Mi Ka'amar. In other words, there's other language that certainly Rava agrees that has to be in the get. He says, Gilan Yitahevim. He says, "Mi is kiram rabba b'takana zu." That, this is coming from me to you, whatever. That certainly has to be in the get. He says, "Ela ba'inan hachna ba'inan." In other words, there's more language that Rabbi did not mention, and nevertheless is required. So here too, you do require it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Yeah, it sounds like there's no proof, but the Gemara here takes it. One second. All right. It does sound like there's no proof. What does he say in the record? All right, one second. Let me see a look. One second. Yeah. 26. All right. Anyway, well, let's see further. Now, all right, one more line. Now, Rabbi said, "Miyoma Danan Uli'alam," from today going forward, that Rabbi said. So, "Miyoma Danan," Mapuki Rabbi Yossi Damar, Zmano Shastar Mokhiyachalat. So, remember, we had about Rabbi Yossi, remember, if a man, like he's a Shechiv Mirat, or let's say he writes a star to his son. So, let's say a person writes a shtar to his son. He says, "I want this property to go to you." Remember, so Rabbi Yossi held that he means, in other words, he means that it's not upon my death. He means that you're going to have some like mayom lacharmita, because zmano shel shtar, the date of the shtar, is mochiach, according to Rabbi Yossi, that some of it begins now. So he wants to say the same thing with a get. Let's say a man gives a get to his wife. And he says, "This is your get." He doesn't want her to have Yibam or Chalitza. So he says, "This is your get in Meiti, if I die." So the Gemara learns that would be a get la'acharmita. In other words, they're not good. But Rabbi Yossi says, so he has to say, "This is my get from today, if I die." But let's say he doesn't say that. He says, "Yomi Meiti." But the get has a date on it. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi holds the date on the get shows that he means that it should be from a yom. So the Gemara says that Rava said that the get has to say Yoma Danan from, in other words, the get besides having the date, the get has to say this get is effective immediately. Yoma Danan, Pukim Rabbi Yossi Damar is Vanos Shastar Mokhiyachalav. And contradistinction of the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that just having the date in the star, the calendar date, that shows that something begins. So not this way. Now, Uli Alam, and forever, so. On the top line of Peivav Menalat, he says, "Ula pukimi debayim yinei rava meirav gachin, damar hayomi yereshti l'machara adishti." So remember, we had the Gemara earlier that, let's say a person says to his wife, "You know, today you're divorced from me, tomorrow not." So the Gemara ended up concluding that came into Pascha. Once he says you're free, then you're free. That's it. So, but that's a little bit of a chiddush. So he has to say, according to Rava, that you're divorced from me from today, Uli Olam, and in perpetuity you divorce from me. As opposed to what we learned, let's look at the top Rashi. He says, he established Rava did not to do it this way. We don't want anybody to have a taina, this, that, the other, and there's one sheet this way. Everything's clear. That's the way it's going with this. Now, and then also, let me do the previous Rashi with this on the bottom line on Hey Hamad Bays. He says about Rabbi Yossi, so two lines at the bottom. Ain't Sirich Latov Meyom Beged, Shchimirad, Zmano Shoshtar Melchichalav, Luhabi Kiget La Kramita. Okay, so Shchimirad, so the date. So Rashi is saying, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Zman starts mochiach lav. You want to like get away from any makloket. In other words, we want everything to be clear. You know, dot the I's, cross the t's. Nobody has any tainas that the get isn't good. You understand what I'm saying? Even though we hold like Rabbi Yossi that Zman Oshar starts mochiach lav. Miyoma Dinan from today and the Yalam. Okay, let me finish this. Okay, let me just close up 1 second. Everybody stick around. Hold on. 1 second.